A 9-volt is the test them on your tongue, and the next step up is a car battery?
That's to sniff his own farts.
I hate that.
Right off my lawn.
Why don't we kick some sad, sorry sacks off the lawn? It's time to exercise the demon.
I said, take your Swedish keister off my lawn.
It smells like there is a skunk inside my home.
You can go somewhere else.
What do you think happened?
Get right off the lawn.
I love when you can hit somebody with it that doesn't know it.
Who is the worst sports personality of all time?
Duke watched a Super Bowl with him. What trophies do you got? Probably take us to the mission, right?
Yes, we should go.
We should go to the mission. Gotcha. In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brand Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 86. I am Handsome Kevin. And with me, he's the big man. He's the tree horn. He's the log splitter. He's the one man walking Christmas morning. He's the lover boy. He's my island boy. The grass skirt still doesn't cover his nards. He is Tropic Owl. Tropic Owl. Hey, Tropic Owl. How are you, Tropic Owl? Doing good? Doing good, man? Feeling strong?
Great. Like, other than fall allergies, like, the weather okay. Is beautiful right now. Like, it's wonderful. Cassie, before I came up here, was like, tell Kevin to calm down with all these nicknames. I was like, you're just going to make it worse.
Yeah. I'm going to start ramping it up. I'm going to pick up new ones. Don't worry. It's been a little hectic at work, so I haven't been able to, like, focus in on adding to the collection of names you got. But I'll think about it. I'll keep thinking about it. The Walking One Man Christmas Morning, that is a callback to episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way back, man. That was way back. And now we're all the way to episode number 86, Al. We're trucking on. We're on the road to 100 at this point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, you never just stop and think, like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to 100. No, we're just going to go until, I guess, we're done grading all the figs. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, until somebody taps out here, we're just going.
Right, yeah, we're just keep going. Why not? I'm having a good time, having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun. Weather's treating you well down there, Al. That's nice. I'm always glad to hear that. I know I'm going to be seeing you before too long. And that's going to be good. That's going to be fun.
That's just
a couple weeks away,
three,
man.
Three, 4 weeks away.
Oh, yeah.
No, 3 weeks away, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. Check out some of Tropic Owl's spots, man.
Yeah, I've got to fix a camper by then because the batteries have went on to the great beyond. And so to do the pop out and everything in the camper, you got to have
a couple double A's?
12, like the big car battery type things.
Okay, you said 12 volts, and I thought you were talking about the ones that you stick to your tongue.
No, that's 9-volt.
It's a 9-volt.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait a second. A 9-volt is the test them on your tongue, and the next step up is a car battery?
So, we're not going to get into I explain batteries to you in this episode. But yeah. Yes, it has 12 volts that it generates from that battery.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just the life of it is much longer for these larger batteries. There's where we'll go.
Is it possible then to run a car on enough 9 volts?
You can. I mean, you have to put them in series at times and do different things. Like we made an electric car in, I think, my senior year. Like we converted, like took the engine out and made a truck with just batteries. Like it was just the standard car batteries. And made an electric truck off of it.
Well, but those are the 12-volt car batteries. I'm talking about the 9-volt. Can you get a 9-volt in a car?
I'm sure there's ways you can finagle it, but
yeah,
that's a double E question. And I took circuits, and that was it. I was out of the double E classes.
Well, watch out, Elon, because I got a couple of 9-volts sitting around. Give him a run for his money. Al, speaking of Elon, why don't we get into it? Why don't we kick some sad, sorry sacks off the lawn? It's time to exercise the demons off the lawn, Al. Who is making their way? Who's making their exit from your lawn?
Ran into some Audis this week. They're just like they are forever off the line. Bought an Abyss off eBay. And I messaged you about it because I was like, they sent it in a bubble mailer. It was a carded figure. I was going to open it regardless.
Right, right.
You know, wasn't looking to find Abyss for an assigning or anything like that. But they shipped it in a bubble mailer, and it was well crushed, like the packaging and all. And messaged them just saying, hey, you know, if you're going to sell figs just in the future, you may want to look at putting them in a box and some bubble wrap, like protecting them. Like, I'm not trying to leave you a negative review. I'm just messaging you. I got a K thanks.
Oh, did you leave a review after that, Al?
I haven't yet. That's I wanted to discuss it here. We may wordsmith a review later. That's
and it was just the letter K?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm leaving a review after that.
Yeah.
Well, for a couple of reasons, Al. If anybody texts me just the letter K, they can get off my lawn. Oh, all right. That's so infuriating. That's infuriating. I hate that. If you're going to take the time to just text K, don't text me at all. Right. Yeah. Just leave it alone. Don't do it. I hate that. Anyways, Al, back to this gentleman.
Well, that was just the, K, thanks. And I'm just like, man, if you've got a collector, especially someone that's trying to find some of these figs, granted, you're selling them lower than the market value. You know, right. Like you're just selling some figs. But the care, like, I don't get that people just going to throw this together and see what happens. Like, sometimes the boxes get smashed in the mail.
Right. Yeah.
There's, for some reason, I know that was happening whenever I sent you anything there for a hot minute. Like, every time I sent you something, it's like, well, something got smashed on this. How?
But, yeah.
It's one of those things that, you know, just if you're in the fig dealing community, just having the courtesy of like, try to package it like you were wanting to receive this item.
Right.
Like, so that you ensure it arrives in the state it left you in to the best of your ability.
Right.
Not some bubble mailer that just, I mean, when I saw it in the mailbox and I saw it was addressed to me, I was like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is, but it is smoked. And
it's done.
It was Abyss. It's a Abyss. I got Abyss.
It's a big miss from the guy that sold you Abyss.
Yeah. So I was taking the trash out last week, and this Acura, I guess, is trying to do time trials on my street. And like zooms by, like almost just threw the full trash can onto his car as he was coming up.
Yeah.
Because he was going, we're the sixth house, and he was probably going 70, 80 miles an hour
by the time
he passed me. So I was about to just, so he can get off the line.
Now, and he's in a, what do you see? You said a Acura?
Yeah, just a car that it had one of those mufflers on it and everything. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah, that guy.
Did it have the fin on the back?
I didn't see a spoiler because I was like filled with rage at that point. I wasn't paying attention anymore.
Okay, now let me ask you this now, Al. Because you live in a, you're residential, right?
Yeah.
Him driving those, you know, time travels on your street, that's unacceptable. But do you call your locals? Do you got a good set of locals you can call in that situation?
So they put up a sign, like the speed limit sign, like you are going, like, you know, it had the speed limit and then the flashing, like you are going this fast for a couple of months.
Right.
And then it's gone. I think, you know, people were complaining. The problem with our street is all of the other streets in the neighborhood area, like, feed off of it. It's kind of like a main little hub.
Gotcha.
And so all of these others feed off of our particular road. And so, like, the street in front of us, you know, it doesn't feed to anything. It just loops in, loops out of the neighborhood. It's just one pass.
Yeah. But
yeah, we're kind of a main hub, and we get all sorts of traffic, and there's kids, there's people walking. Man, like, just slow down. Cassie wants to get the humps or the dip put in to our street.
Okay.
If you put the speed humps, I learned this from engineering school, they are tuned to a certain speed. So you can hit a speed where you won't even feel those.
Huh.
They're all tuned to a certain speed. But if you put in the dip, it is not tuned at all. It's just going to rip the tits off of your car.
I like that. I like that. I'll give you this one, too, because when I was a kid, Cave was very adamant about not speeding down our road because of the amount of children that that grew up in my neighborhood. You go to the thrift store, Al, get one of those old bikes. Just ghost ride one out there one time and see what happens. I don't know if you'd be at fault in that situation. It probably comes back to you now that I think about it. Yeah, maybe don't do that. But that's what Cave did.
Yeah, that's the... unfortunately, in these day and times, if you do something like that and you're at fault, they're going to sue you. Just in general, I think.
Right. Yeah, so maybe, hey man, but if it was the late 80s, I just found your solution.
Yeah. Time travel?
Yeah, man. How many 9 volts?
Yeah, what do we need for 1.21 gigawatts of power?
Right.
That's a lot of 9 volts. That's you should just start buying everyone you see.
Okay.
Just hoard them.
Golly. You hear that, Elon? Me, Doc Brown, and 9 volts are coming for you.
Oh, yeah. But the new College Game Day song, I guess they're doing a take on Coming to Your City, which I know you're not a country guy. I enjoyed the Big and Rich just for the, like, it was that song. That was the first ever, like, real College Game Day song that they did.
Okay.
Was the Coming to Your City. Well, now they've got these new fake country artists on there that just, it's like, I want to punch children, you know.
Okay.
It makes me so angry kind of thing. Like, it's it's terrible.
Like me, anytime I hear country music altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to hear so much. I'm so excited.
Can't wait to jump out of your truck.
It's like the interstate. Well.
Yep. See you later.
I'll just put the child lock on. You won't figure that out.
Does it take a 9 volt?
No. No, it doesn't. So, got the hat that I'm wearing right now from the Fanatics. You know, Fanatics.com.
I like Fanatics. That's,
I guess, everything now. They have all the sports, all the wrestling, all that stuff.
Yeah.
This box was delivered by HDS from Ace Ventura. Like, it was completely smashed. Like, I'm amazed right now that the hat came out unscathed somehow, but it was completely trashed. I was like, okay, yeah, the HDS delivery guy. Off the lawn, whoever was handling this.
Right.
And again, handle it like it's yours, like it means something to you. Verizon sending me a note. We're reducing your auto pay savings.
Now, Verizon, they're known to be one of the more expensive carriers, too.
Yeah. Well, for the longest, it was the only thing that really picked up around here.
Okay.
That was kind of why you sold out and went to Verizon. Right now, like, I mean, it's not a, for what we pay monthly on the phone bill. I think part of that too is because we didn't re-up, and like when we paid off the phones with their little kind of pay as you go gimmick that they were, you know, milking money out of you the whole time.
Yep.
That's paid off now. So it's like, you know, basically for mine and Cassie's, for unlimited, you know, all the stuff, whatever coverage and yada, yada, yada. It's like $100. And that was like the cheap version we paid when I know we had Comcast phone services or Xfinity phone services there for a hot minute. And it was one of those, oh, you don't have cable anymore? Yeah, it's going up like $70 a line. It's like, no, it's not. Like, we'll find somewhere else.
Right.
So we went back to Verizon, did that whole gimmick. And so, yeah, that was a letter in the mail I got. We're reducing your auto pay savings. But don't worry, you have two lines, so you still save twice on auto pay. It's just not as much.
Okay.
Yeah. Duke, for saying he can give or take my lawn text, can get right off my lawn. Ah-ah!
Oh, give a Duke an ah-ah?
Yeah, ah-ah.
Oh, man.
I said, take your Swedish keister off my lawn.
You hear that, Duke?
Yeah. And I had a whole paragraph about you.
A whole paragraph?
Yeah, but you hit KJG with what pals are, so I just took those away. I was like, I can't be mad at you right now.
Are you familiar with that one, Al, before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. Like, as soon as you started, I was like, oh, he's going to get him. Like, he's going to get him. Like, KJG is not prepared for this. Like it wasn't to the level of Kermit the Frog, but it was it was pretty up there. He didn't know what to do with that.
No. I love when you can hit somebody with it that doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best.
And then the last couple was from yesterday's lunch activities. We went to one of the local barbecue joints. They have a Tuesday special. So it's basically two stuffed potatoes, like with pork and, you know, cheese and sour cream, butter, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like two for $16. So it's the Tuesday special. If you go on a Tuesday, especially at peak lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
you can expect it to be busy. No? Right. You know,
of course, yeah.
Well, they were having some computer issues. Happens. You know, sometimes, and basically it wasn't allowing them to print receipts. And first there was a old lady there that wasn't reading the room. She's been there a few times that we've been in there, and it's just painful. Like, she's constantly having to go up to the counter, mm-hmm. ask for something, or say, you don't have this. You don't, you know, no, ma'am. Right. You know, they were trying to be gracious. I could tell, like, that lady at the cash register was holding her tongue.
Yeah.
As hard as she could with this lady. Because it just like, excuse me, like try to walk in front of you when there's room behind me. Like, you can go
mm-hmm.
this way. You have to come through here? Okay. All right. Yep. Sure, world. I just live in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that old lady can get off the lawn. But then there was we were probably 10th in line. Like, me and Luke went to grab something, was going to take it back to our building yesterday. And when we got there was probably like 10 people in line in front of us. Well, cash register, all that. They explained that. Well, there's a construction worker guy. Lady, we only got an hour to eat. Let's go. And I'm like, dude, you can, there's three other restaurants in this shopping mall.
Right.
Like, you can go somewhere else.
Absolutely. You can go to the gas station and get something to eat right quick.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking okay, he's here for the special. He doesn't even order the special.
Well, what the?
So, like, you could leave. Like, there was a Chinese place next door, right next mm-hmm. door. There's a pizza joint right at the end. There's a Taco Bell right there at the other side of the parking lot.
Right. Yeah, and you can get through a Taco Bell drive-thru in about 2.5 minutes.
And Taco Bell can get through you in about 3.5 minutes.
So. That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that. Like, people getting mad because they're on their lunch break. But yeah. You only have this amount of time for your lunch break. Oh, well. Go to the gas station. Well, get yourself a chuck wagon, throw it in the microwave, and get on your way.
And that's what me and Luke were talking about on the way back was I think he was mad because he wasn't going to get his full, like, 30-minute nap at his lunch break. You know, he seemed like one of those guys.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Get right off the lawn.
Yeah. Pack your lunch, you a-hole. Got time for that. Well, I got a couple of things I want to get to today. A couple of I don't want to call it doozy. So out, yeah, this time of year when it gets cool, right? Because we had a little bit of a cool stretch. My wife, and again, I'm not kicking my wife off the lawn. Let's not get things twisted here. She likes to open the windows in the house, which is fine. Like, she enjoys having the windows open. I don't like it, right? I don't like natural sunlight, and I like my central air, right? That's how I like my life inside my home. She likes to open the windows, right? Get that nice breeze going, cool night air, like, and that's fine. Like, I'm okay with it, right? But we came across one of these nights where she wanted all of them open, right? All of them.
Why were you double fisting them? Like, have you seen Reaches to Nikki? Like, that's
all of them open, Al. And that's, you know, I didn't say anything. I just wanted the bedroom window closed. That's it. And I'll tell you why, because I got neighbors. The only neighbors I have, the only house that has a lot that connects to mine, their back porch is on the upper level of their house. And if I open up my window and they're on their porch, it's like I can have a conversation with them like I'm having a conversation
like
with you.
You're on their porch.
Right, exactly. So that's why I like to keep that one closed. So we close that one. I wake up for work. Well, actually, I woke up probably about 4:15, so a little bit earlier than I normally do. And there's a smell in the air, Al. There's a smell in the air. And I go, that's not common. And I woke up somewhere in the middle of the night, and it sounded like, you know, there was some type of thunder going on outside. Not thunder, but like an animal fight type of a thunder going on.
Right.
So I'm laying there, and I can't fall back to sleep, because if I wake up that early, I usually try and cash in another about half hour, right? I'm not opposed to getting out of bed about 4:45 at the the earliest. If it's before 4:45, I'm going to hang out for a while. I can't get back to sleep, Al, because it smells like there is a skunk inside my home. Not outside, not driving past it on the road. It smells like the skunk is having lunch at my dinner table, man. So I got out of bed because I can't do it. I get out of bed. Walk downstairs, I walk down to the main level, and it gets worse. And I'm going, how? What is happening in my world right now? And it got to the point where I figured that the skunk, there has to be a skunk in the home. That's how bad it was, Al. The skunk has to be inside the home. I get down into my office, because obviously if you think there's a wild animal in your house, the first place you're going is your office, right? Just making sure if the skunk is in the office, please, you know, please don't spray my legends, right? That's kind of the thing.
Whoa. Yeah, it's like, easy.
My office does not have the scent, right? Kept the door closed on my office. Walk out of my office, blast right in the face. So I sat and I enjoyed my morning cup of coffee, my morning hard-boiled eggs. And let me tell you this, Al. You ever try to eat a hard-boiled egg where it smells like your house got skunked from the inside?
Well, I got a story, but yeah, you continue. Yeah.
Not good. Not good.
Eating anything if you've been skunked is...
Right. Not no happening. Good. So I walk back upstairs. I say, hey, babe. This is about time when I usually wake Molly up. I like to wake her up before the alarm clock because nobody likes to get up to an alarm clock. I said, hey, you smell that at all? And she goes, not really. And I said, okay. And she's been having allergies, so her sense of smell isn't all there. I left for work. I got a phone call from her. What do you think happened? You left the windows open. This doesn't happen when we're feeding the house with my beautiful central air, right? It doesn't happen. You don't get skunks, don't spray into the central air filter and it fumigates throughout the house. So open windows can stay on the lawn. Skunks have to get off the lawn, Al. I can't do it. I can't do that. Saturday morning, Al. Saturday morning. I get up about 6-ish. go downstairs, start watching a little wrestling. You know, I just, you know, one of those mornings, you know how it is, man. Yep. Like when you're an early guy and you wake up and you're like, ah, it's the weekend. Maybe I'll sleep in, but it just doesn't happen for whatever reason. About 6 o'clock, I get up, I go downstairs, I start watching my wrestling. About 7 o'clock, Al, about 7 o'clock. And I know you'll appreciate this. I hear my one neighbor fire up his lawnmower. Al, we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation on this show. There is a rule. There is a rule. 9 a.m. 9 a.m., right? That's the earliest. 9 a.m., that's when you can go start mowing your lawn on the weekends. 9, not 7, not 6, not 8:45, 9 a.m. That's when you can mow your lawn. If you're out there countryside and nobody's around you, I don't care if you mow at 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you have neighbors, 9's the rule. You got to wait until 9 and you got to lights out at 10, right? That's the rule. Why don't people understand this, Al? I don't get it. And it didn't even bother, like, I'm already awake, right? But I know the rest of the neighborhood's not awake, right? I know that because he's got a neighbor on the other side of him. I don't have a neighbor on the other side of me. He's got a neighbor on the other side of him. That neighbor is new. That neighbor has a kid that's still in diapers. Why are you mowing your lawn that early? Knock it off. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Now, Al, is this an old man take, or do you think that people understand? Right.
I mean, that was the thing that I was like, you know, only in a pinch would 8 even work. But yeah, I'm with you. 9 to 10 is usually the time to start your yard activities, especially if you're going to be making a lot of noise.
Yeah. It's unacceptable, man. It drives me absolutely nuts. Knock it off, people. Just knock it off. And like, I don't even see like an excuse for it either. Right? 7 o'clock in the morning, there's no excuse. You can't be like, oh man, my lawn's really bad. I got to hammer this out first thing in the morning. Or, oh, we're heading out of town. Well, then you know what? You should have done it Friday night, you jerk. Get your lawn, like, do it. Like, think ahead. Think about the people around you. All right. Knock it off. Al, you know how much I hate these. You know how much I hate these. Those little, what are they called? They lock them in.
Restraints.
Those restraints, man. I hate them. I hate them. I don't see the need for them. Every now and again, you don't see that there's one in. You go to pull the fig out, and it's attached to it around the ankle of the fig, and then you jack the ankle. Knock it off with these restraints, Al. But this is the most ridiculous one I've ever come across. All right, doing a little remodel in the office. Doing a little remodel. I go to open up Bubba Rogers. Beautiful fig. I want to open up Bubba Rogers. They come with a pair of sunglasses, Al, and you know how small sunglasses are on a fig, especially a Legends fig from Mattel. They have a restraint around the sunglasses. Al, the restraint is bigger than the sunglasses. Explain to me, what are we doing here? Why are we putting a restraint on a piece of plastic that is smaller than the restraint itself?
Yeah, that's one that I don't get. Opening the figs I have the past week, these restraints, and trying to get them out. You missed one, like you said, the ankle's jacked up. But when you sent me that picture, I just remembered to kind of my visceral reaction when I opened the same figure.
Yeah.
And like, why is this here? What are we doing with ourselves that we need to restrain these sunglasses?
It makes no sense whatsoever, Al. That was irritating. Al, this might be a fun one. AEW off the lawn. I'm just going to say it. AEW off the lawn. I watched it, Al. I watched their latest pay-per-view extravaganza, and it was as disappointing as a pay-per-view extravaganza could possibly be. I'm done with gauntlet matches. I'm tired of them. I don't want to see any more gauntlet matches. They are atrocious, right? I'm sick. I would much rather see their battle royal gimmick that they do. That, to me, is much more enjoyable than these gauntlet matches. These gauntlet matches just suck. They just suck. I don't know, Al, the bag over the head. How about no? How about you don't do that? Knock it off. The syringe. I'm thinking probably not. Probably not on the syringe. I turned that match off, Al.
Yeah.
Turned it off before they even got to the syringe spot. I went back and rewatched it. But while I watched it live, I said, no, I'm not here for this. Not in. Light tubes? Light tubes. That can stay on the indies, man. There's no room for it for me. And then, Al, you have a gal, and they do a spot where they make it look like she's taking tax on her how do you do. This is not in any way, any stretch, how I could ever see you're going to grow any audience. Period. Your arenas are empty. Your storytelling lacks. You go back to the well on stuff that maybe doesn't work. Your one giant draw that you got when you started the company is always surrounded by more people to get, you know, at least try and keep him afloat, I'm thinking. Now, they're going to get a rub too, but they're keeping him afloat is what they're doing. And then you trot out this ultra violence that belongs on deathmatch shows. I'm not a deathmatch guy. I know you're not a deathmatch guy. And deathmatch is a niche of a niche, Al. That's not how you grow an audience. I am so tired. So, and it's so disappointing. I want them to do better. I want them to succeed. When Moxley came out the first time and it was, they're pitching something a little different, right? Something's coming, something's changing. I was interested in that. They put a bag over Daniel Bryan's head and I'm out. Al, you ever had a bag? You ever had a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can rip that pretty easy, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty just put a hole in it, it's over. And even if you couldn't, right? Even if you couldn't, why would you want to put something like that on your television? It doesn't make sense to me, right? It just doesn't make sense to me. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. Al, you know what I did this past weekend?
What's that?
Take one 50-gallon tote, fits about 36 AEW figures safely. That's what I did. Why am I looking around, you know, half my office displaying figs of a company that I pretty much lost complete faith in? Mm-hmm. Complete faith in. It's so frustrating. It's so disappointing. It's such a letdown. Nothing against the talent there. You know what I mean? For the most part, I guess. Nothing against the talent. There are guys I can't stand. The Bucks, I've kicked them off the lawn numerous times. Can't stand them. Never going to be able to stand them. Hangman. Don't care for Hangman. Love Jeff Jarrett.
It's unfortunate because when they first started, like Hangman was the first wrestler that I was kind of intrigued and drawn to. Like that chase for the belt was fun to me. Like I enjoyed that bit of wrestling. And you've just taken it. All right, we're going to see if this bounces when we hit the bottom now. Let's go.
It's oh, don't let's go, Al. You're better than that. But
I was hoping you would catch that.
It's so frustrating, man. Like, how do you, and I hope they write the ship. I really hope that they write the ship because I want them to do better, but the ratings aren't great. The live attendance is miserable. Like the live attendance is absolutely atrocious, Al. Mm-hmm. I witnessed it firsthand. It's horrible in Minnesota, which is generally speaking a really good wrestling town. And I'm not done. Like I'm going to watch Dynamite. Like I'm still going to watch it. But you know how hard it is to get somebody back once they've made the decision you've lost me? I want to see more moments like Cody and Dustin.
Yeah.
Less syringes in the mouth. Right? I want to care. I don't want violence just for violence.
I just want a good story, like a good consistent story. Like you had so many things. I mean, this is not going to turn into the bash AEW segment right here, but like you look at what they wasted. You had the opportunity for a Horseman meets Dangerous Alliance kind of thing with the Pinnacle.
Yep.
And all it was used for was a tool to try to get MJF over more. I mean, granted, that's all he allowed it to be, but that was one of the things. I'm looking at my Pinnacle figs right here. That was kind of the thing that brought you let people disappear that bring ratings in. Like Malakai Black didn't have a singles match for I forgot how many hundred days.
Right.
Like that it's like, and this is one of your guys that as far as an in-ring performer can go.
Mm-hmm.
But you just kind of blithered away into nothing on so many things, and it's really unfortunate to be as excited as I once was for that product.
Right.
Like I could not wait for Wednesday nights.
Yep.
You know, there was several matches, like all their specials. Like I couldn't wait for it. They'd throw a battle of the belts. I mean, that's how my wife was introduced to Dalton Castle. It was through AEW, one of those battle of the belts.
Dalton Castle's a stud.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you had moments, and now it's just you've got your backyard wrestler EVPs that are, hi, this will be fun. Let's do this, guys. Right. And, yeah, Tony, this will be cool, man. They'll think you're cool. And,
right.
And that's probably what it is. And he snorts a line, and yeah, let's go for it.
It's so bad. It's so bad, man. I hope that they turn the corner. I really do. I'm leaving up my AEW, the first line, the chases, a couple selects here and there. But for the most part, like my AEW collection is now in a bin. It's in a tote. It's in a plastic tote. It's locked up. It's set away.
Not to put you in the mindset of a douche buffet, but if you ever decide to part with that Moxley, like the one of 500, like it's a spicy meatball, like you could buy a lot of figs to fill those voids.
Oh no, that one's like that's one that is out, and that's one of the things. Like believe it or not, I'm kind of sentimental, Al.
Yeah,
and that was a gift from you. That will go with me wherever I go forward. Yeah, that's.
I was just saying that. I was like, if you ever decide to, it's like you could fill a lot of your space with what you get for that one.
And that's. And I'm gonna transition here. I'll get off my lawn. That's what I got for get off my lawn. It was. You know, skunks in the house, kind of like watching AEW sometimes. AEW, I get do better. Just do better. Stop driving so fast on Al's road. I'm tired of that too. Just knock it off. Don't mow your lawn so early. All right. Plan better. You're an adult. You're an adult. You've done something with your life because you're retired. You should know better. You know, just things like that. If you got an hour for lunch, all right, again, plan better. Think ahead. Go to the gas station. Right.
Get and a if chuck it's lined wagon. Up to the door when you walk in, okay. Yeah, maybe I should go somewhere else.
Right, right. It's easy. It's easy. You got a ton of chicken joints down there. Al, I'm sure you could chicken in about a minute and a half and be done. Go take your nap in your car. All those things, Al. Just off the lawn. And now I'm going to transition this real quick because I do want to say this. With packing up the AEW figs, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
For the real estate that I have available to me in my office, man. I have some opportunities here, and it is pretty exciting inside the Rogue office right now, man. I'm pretty pumped about it. So that is pretty cool. I showed you, I got a little Foley situation going on. I'm going to build that up a little bit, man. I got some ultimates I'm moving around, some ledges I'm going to move around, man. It's going to be, I'm pretty pumped about this.
Yeah. You just need to tell them to stay in their place.
Yeah, man. I had a D-Lo just fell. Somewhere along the day today, I had a fig avalanche off one of my top shelves here. And since we've been on, the other D-Lo fell down. I had the D-Lo chase next to each other. It's a whole situation behind me. Anyways, we'll move on now. Let's get off my lawn. Fig avalanches, those can get off my lawn, man.
Yeah.
Especially if they're the, if you ever have a fig avalanche with the Merrill-Blade line?
I have not. I don't have those displayed, but I imagine that's a
Yeah, they'll start clipping buttons, and all of a sudden you hear nothing but buzzing and figs flying everywhere. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's man, I don't think those take 9 volts. I don't know. Anyways,
hell,
let's get into you got a segment that you introduced here a while back, man. Let's just get into that.
Yeah, so Cassie picked this one out. She I had her pick a random number rather than do the wheel, just to change it up here. And so the number she selected for the quick question for this episode, who is the worst sports personality of all time?
Wow.
I'll give you Cassie's answer.
Okay. So,
number one is LeBron. Wow. She hates LeBron James.
She doesn't like LeBron. Okay.
The flopping and all that stuff, like she just, and then like the kind of the way he is towards fans is, he likes to sniff his own farts, so to speak. Okay.
Gotcha.
She said he can get right off her lawn. I'm torn, you know, I go back to baseball on this because a lot of my raising, like worst sports personalities. I mean, I've got several on the list, but John Rocker was up there high for up there, a minute. Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Him and Marge Schott, who was the owner of the Cincinnati Reds. She was a interesting one. More modern times, I would say Dave Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Tony Khan, if you want to call it a sports personality.
Yeah.
He's affiliated with sports teams and wore a neck brace to the draft.
Showed. Yeah, but, he's a showed.
I would say the worst of all time to me, with the second overall draft pick in the 1998 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Mr. Ryan Leaf.
Oh, no way, man. No way. I'll fight you on that one. Ryan Leaf, man, he was given a bad situation, right? Bad situation all around. He didn't make it better. But look what he's done since, man. The guy's put his life together. No, the guy's life is completely together. Okay. Duke watched a Super Bowl with him not too long ago, a couple years back. Yeah, the guy, he's doing good. He's turned his life around. I'll fight you on Ryan Leaf, man. No way is he the worst. You go with, oh, man. All right, you got to do some Ryan Leaf research because he is not. So, quite a first name that came to mind, Patrick Mahomes.
That's not bad.
I don't like him. Can't stand him. Guy can throw the ball, but I don't like that we're giving superstars of the NFL NBA superstar treatment. I don't like it at all. I would like to see him hit the deck one time and not look directly up for a flag. Like that type of stuff just absolutely bothers me. His dad used to pitch for the Twins. Dad's drunk, right? Shouldn't have his license. His brother, that's another entire can of worms. I don't want to dig into. Right. Like I am not a Mahomes guy. Hell of a football player.
Yeah.
Hell of a football player. And I just always find myself rooting for him, not necessarily for the Chiefs to lose, just for him not to do well. And I don't often find myself doing that. Can't stand him. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is way up there on the list. Way up there on the list. Just don't like how he handles his business, man.
Jerry, you want to know why you haven't won a Super Bowl? Because you're running it.
Right. Yeah, it's horrible. I can't stand it. Deshaun Watson, he makes the list. He seems like he's kind of scum, right? You remember when Dabo said that if you pass on Deshaun Watson, you're passing on Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How'd that play out? Not too well. Not too well. The Big Cat here in Minnesota. I hate him. Can't stand him. Can't stand him. For a guy who's as big and supposedly as talented as he is, could you not, like, I told you, I don't watch basketball. I don't. I watch a little bit of the run of the playoffs. How are you looking for a flag before you hit the ground?
Yeah.
How are you, not a flag in the NBA, you're looking for a whistle? That's what they do? Yeah. How are you looking, like, you're complaining before you even hit the ground? That bothers the hell out of me. Knock that off. boy, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I really just effing can't stand. Whew.
I was going to say there was Vontaze Burfict was one that popped up in my head as well.
Oh, I love Burfict. Forks up, man. Forks up. Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
I had him as an early second round pick that year, and he went undrafted. You would have killed. You would have killed to have picked him in the second round after he went undrafted.
The other one that Cassie had, Grayson Allen, that played at Duke, that was like tripping people, stepping on people when they were on the ground, then acting like, "What? I didn't do anything." And it's like very clearly like that's a shoe print on them, bud.
Albert Haynesworth is a big one for me. Effort, man. Effort.
Yeah.
He just gives up. And then when you start talking about guys that stepping on people, stuff like that, Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
For a while, I just couldn't stand him. Just couldn't stand him. Present day, though, Al. Present day, Patrick Mahomes, Jerry Jones, is kind of 1 and 1A. I don't care for either one of them. All time gets a little bit tougher, right? Just a little bit tougher. For a while, I hated Dennis Rodman. Hated him. I don't know if I really like him much now, but I absolutely hated Dennis Rodman. He kicked that camera guy.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Just unacceptable behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, but Vontaze Burfict's the dirtiest player in the NFL, and nothing? You got nothing?
No, I like Vontaze. Forks out. He didn't kick a cameraman, Al. I don't know if you remember
that.
He
would have.
Nah.
He straight would have.
Nah, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. Forks up. That's not what happens there. Boy, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that really comes to mind. I don't really qualify Tony Khan as you know, if you're talking about a sports guy.
You're going to give him the glory to be in this conversation. That's fine.
No. That's not it. For a while, Tyson. Like, I was into boxing when he bit Holyfield. That was horrible. That disgusted me. I couldn't do that.
Well, in all fairness, like, Holyfield was the dirty fighter in that match. But if you go back and look at how many low blows, how many times he headbutted Tyson and was like getting like, "Hey man," like you know, and that's when Tyson just snapped the last low blow, and that's when he bit his ear off.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather. I hate him. And Jake then that's Paul. Yeah, Jake Paul's up there. Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, he's a straight piece, man. Punching an old man? Sucker punching an old man at a bar. You want to talk about a guy that likes his own scent? Conor McGregor loves his own scent. And you know what?
Forks up. That's all you got to say. It makes it better, right? Forks up.
Yeah, forks up. He wouldn't be accepted at Forks Up, pal. There's so many things that Conor McGregor, when he attacked that bus, him and his goon squad, at that moment, I'm out on Conor McGregor. I'm out on him. And I don't know if I have purchased one of his fights since then. I might have purchased him and Khabib, just because I knew Khabib would wear him, and Khabib did wear him, and nothing made me happier than knowing that Khabib just, like, it's enough. It's enough. The guy made his money. I'll give him that. I can't stand him. I'd love to see him knocked out, Al. I want to see somebody knock him out. You know, if you take him down, he's done. But I'd like to see somebody just really put the ever loving. I'd like to see him look like Robbie Lawler after the Robbie Lawler Rory McDonald fight. I'd like to see that hamburger face. Boy, that's a lot of hate.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to calm down over there.
Well, you start thinking about it, and then like one hate road leads to the next hate road, leads to the next one. And before it's over, I'm punching things, Al. I'm punching things. Not McGregor, though, because I'm pretty sure he whipped my ass.
Were there any, just to tie the bow to it, any of the wrestlers that you would say is the worst sports personality? There's a high contingent growing, and again, Hogan and Warrior were not the spotless superheroes, you know, we were led to believe, you know, growing up. That's something that, I mean, Warrior was a bit of a lunatic and safe in the ring. I was just curious. I'm looking at a Jeff Hardy figure. That's why I was like, you got any wrestlers on your list of worst?
Yeah. I mean, I can't stand Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's way up there. I think I've dumped on AEW enough, but Jack Perry would definitely be high up on my list, as well as the Young Bucks. When it comes to the, Federation, I'm trying to think of anybody current day. The only thing, like Paul, I don't know if you really count Paul, but Paul would be super high up on my list if you counted him. I'm just trying to think if there's anybody else current day that I go, you know what? No, get away. Darby Allin. But again, that's AEW. Try to stay away from AEW. Is there anybody in the Federation that you...
Presently, no. I mean, I can go through some wrestlers, you know, the Big Balboski.
Right, of course.
Disco Inferno and... there's a handful of those that it's just like, man, they were horrible. Buck Zumoff, you know, that's
right. Rock and roll. You want some of his coloring pages, Al?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I can make copies. I'll send some to you.
The fact that you still have them cracks me up.
Oh, I still got them.
Yeah. It's like, I got a good idea where they're at.
I know exactly where they're at. I don't know if there's anybody current day in the Federation that I'm just, I just would go, yeah, they're certainly on the list. Nothing comes to, Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, don't like Charlotte Flair. That'd be about it on that, on the Federation side of things. But that Jeff Hardy, I'm completely out on, but that would be, man, what a topic, Al.
Just
ties into the lawn. Just getting all that hate out.
Yeah. If you got hate in your heart, let it out. That's what Clayton Bigsby said on the first episode of Chappelle's Show.
Tony Romo.
Oh.
People love Tony Romo. I hate him. Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Chris Collinsworth. If we're talking just like sports personalities, like guys that would call the game,
those three are
absolutely useless. Absolutely useless. Collinsworth and his son is worse. I hate his son worse than Collinsworth. I think Collinsworth generally seems like a nice guy. Calling a game, he's atrocious. Troy Aikman's got pudding for brains, right? We can just agree. There's nothing left up there. Yeah. And Tony Romo, I hate the way he calls football. I hate the way he calls football. It's like he's giving, on replays, he's giving everybody an inner monologue. He doesn't need to do that. And his inner monologue is like, oh, you got to look at him, Jim, right there. He's trying, and oh, can he? Oh, so close. Shut up, Tony. All right. I don't know what he's thinking. You don't know what he's thinking, but you feel the need to give people inner monologues on replays? Stop it. It sucks. Knock it off. Collinsworth, you can take your son. You guys go have fun with Troy. Maybe get on a plane. What was that plane that the Marshall School was on? Do we have any of those left available for them?
It's too soon, Kevin.
Oh, so, my bad. My bad.
Too soon.
So I'm going to tie that in now because there was a Minnesota's got a bad, the Twins got a bad injury report right now. And they said, has anybody had a worse injury year than the Twins? And they posted the injury report. And my buddy J-Bo responded, Marshall, 1970.
Yeah. Too soon.
Yeah, I suppose they did have a pretty bad year, didn't they? Anyways, Al, that's that'll probably take us to the mission, right?
Yes, we should go now.
We should go to the mission, gotcha. And the mission, you know, man, it's always brought to you by our good friends over at J&J Figures, man. Love J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media at J&DJ Figures. You hop on their website, it's jjfigures.com. Check out, man, they got the new stuff coming in. You don't need to go looking for it. They got it. You got to click. That's all you got to do. Don't need to get in the car, right? You don't need to go into the retail stores. You don't need to do, they're blocking aisles, right? People are in your way. They're inconsiderate. J&J, you know what they are? They're considerate. They ship with care. They're collectors first. They want to get you the good stuff. They have the good stuff, man. They're out there. Nobody does what they're doing. They're out there. They're finding the unique, the hard to find. And they're returning it into the hands of the collectors that want them. And they're sending to me packaged with care. Good people. You want to buy from people that are good people? You buy from J&J. Tell them I sent you. Just say, hey, Handsome Kevin said I should buy from you. I don't know. Maybe it'll help you out. Potentially. Couldn't hurt. Anyways, Al, anything else I'm missing on the J&J?
So, or they double the price. One of the two. You know, it's...
I'm not sure which way they'll go. Yeah. Yeah. That old J's got some weird takes. So with that, Al, the mission brought to you by J&J Figures. What are we looking at, man?
So last time we did the No Holds Barred 3-pack. We had some fun there, even though they punted on the Austin figure. This time we're going to go to Jack's Superstar Series 7. Now, there's I will hash it out here. There's a couple of sets in there in between No Holds Barred 3-pack and the Superstar Series 7 that we have legitimately reviewed all of the figs in these packs. So what we're planning in a future date, because I won't make any empty promises, but there's a few of these I know we've skipped that we're going to go back and give like the cumulative grades for just as a quick review in a future episode, because we've already seen them. We don't want to regurgitate the same things over and over again, trying to spice it up for the people. And also we're heading toward classic superstars, and that's a goal. I mean, we may take a detour once we get done with BCAs, you know, and jump on the original San Francisco Toy Maker for a minute or two.
Yes.
But then, like, classic superstars is kind of an end goal right now that I have an eye on the prize. That's one of the things I really want us to get to on this show. And so we've just made the executive decision that, you know, hey, if we reviewed these over and over and over again, there's no sense in hashing them out again. But right. Superstar Series 7 of the Jax BCA line, we've got some new figs. That's one of the things that is nice about this one. We do get to regale you with some new figs. Now, this one had the WrestleMania 15 packaging with the Superstar Series 7. And we will start with one I've personally seen in the past year at a antique store. And it's Dr. Death.
Yes.
Steve Williams. Dr. Death is wearing the... I don't know if that's a wife beater tank top, you know.
Oh, it's part of his gear.
It's part of the gear. Like, yeah. In the picture, it's a more of a singlet, but this looks kind of more like a wife beater.
It does. It does.
Gotta keep them jugs hid, you know. this is Dr. Death's a thick boy. This face scan is not doing me a lot of favors, like as far as Dr. Death. Like I can... You did some of the things. You got the texture right. You started with some new molds. We'll start there on these. Like, these are some new molds that they're breaking out for us. The face, I don't get Steve Williams. Like, it's too goofy of a face for me.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to look along while you're listening or after you listen, Wrestling Figure Database has all these carded figure photos. That's what we're using as a main reference. Body-wise, he is very jacked, like as far as, like, those arms are, like, he discovered high-speed internet, you know, with these arms.
Especially forearms. That right arm is straight quagmire.
Yeah, he is jacked, and then he's ready to grab something with that left hand. Got, you know, a little bit of belly, which Dr. Death was not just a lean guy by any means. I hate this top on it, like the top of the gear, but you got the red trunks, like the shorts underneath. I think it was supposed to be in a singlet with a white top and then red shorts under, you know, kind of the red bottom, and right. It's got the skull and crossbones on there. His quads, homie does not skip leg day, you can say that, because he is jacked in the quads. We got the white boots. I mean, it's a fun design. Like, I like the design changes. Like, this is kind of getting more into what Jax would become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what the end game was for the initial BCAs. They had a concept and they were putting it out over and over and over again. Where this is going to be a little bit more unique when we start seeing some of these fig sculpts, the fig molds. And I'm kind of excited for some new blood out there. But with that, I'll let you give your takes on Dr. Death.
So when you look at the card and you see what he's wearing and you look at the fig itself, it's a huge miss, right? Yeah. And it doesn't even look like it looks like it would be an easy thing to do. And they didn't even come close to kind of matching what the gear is as far as the top goes. The bottom part, they nailed it. The only thing that I will say is that skull and crossbones, that skull looks eerily similar to an Austin skull, does it not?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm thinking maybe they borrowed something there, or maybe it's just because it's a skull. I don't know. So that's a huge miss. I'm going to be honest, I actually love this fig. It's one of those figs that, for whatever reason, I never came across. I always wanted a Dr. Death Steve Williams. Never had it. I love the body type to me is right. Arms are a little too jacked up. I don't like the general mold of this fig, right? The lower body, like essentially like the playability aspect of it. Those legs, they, when they go up, they go like strangely way out there. It looks kind of odd. Arms are too jacked. He is wearing if you put him in blue jeans, Al, you know who you're looking at. Leave the beater on it. You're looking at Billy Pratt from Overboard.
Yeah,
that's who that face is. And as soon as I saw it, I just the line that I thought of right away was in Overboard, where he goes, "Sorry, I got horny." Like, they find the panties in the car.
Billy Pratt, that was played by Oliver Platt. This could go toward a Jimmy King custom.
No, Billy Pratt, that was Mike Haggerty.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different movie, but I was like, you know, you could almost pull off the Jimmy King custom.
Now that you mention it, that's not too far off either. That's closer to it. It might be closer to a Jimmy King. Holy.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
That moved the needle right there.
That is closer to a Jimmy King, isn't it? Wow. Good call, Al. Anyways, I'm going to try and set aside my love for this fig, because I still don't know why I do love it so much. It might be just one of those things, like I never had it. I always wanted to have it, the Dr. Death, never got the Dr. Death. Overall, it's a pretty average fig, maybe a little below average to me. Body type's right. A little too jacked. Face isn't there. Huge miss with the top. Probably a C minus.
I was sitting at C- on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I also don't like that the boots are just the white everything boots. Never like when they do that. So yeah, C- is good for me.
We will go to the next figure in the line. This is going to be fun for Kevin, making sure he finds all of them. And it's Edge. This is it's a unique sculpt for me. An early Edge figure. It's got the red tint to the hair. It looks like it's got some blonde highlights, like on the tips there, so to speak. I don't know if this is the age, the lighting, or what. It almost looks like he has a blonde beard.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does have a blonde beard there.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. I mean, it's not doing a lot of favors for me. Like, I'm not crazy about that with the blonde beard. Body type is fine, especially for the Jax VCA. Like, his arms are a little bigger than, I mean, it's a little more jacked than, like, in specific areas than Edge was, like, size-wise. But it's not a bad representation, especially for an action figure. Love that he's got the black trunks with the Edge logo. You can see the knee pads, the black boots. He's got black wrist tape. It's not a bad Edge figure. He did wear elbow pads at the time. Mm-hmm. Which is one that they were notorious for in the BCA line, of putting elbow pads when there wasn't and leaving them off when there was.
Right. The thing that I'm missing a lot here is the hair, Al.
Yeah.
Like that part of it is throwing me off significantly. And maybe they're going for like a, you know, it looks darker in ring. He's sweating. It gets darker. Maybe that's, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's the look that they're trying to go with. I'm not sure. The face itself, I actually don't mind, because they got that they got that uniquely chiseled jawline on him, which it kind of works. You know what I mean? Like the face itself is not bad. The hair is not all there. The body type, like Al, I don't know if I've ever seen Edge that jacked in the arms during this time period.
Yeah.
And his abs are, you know, they're not overstated. You know, he doesn't got the 16 pack that Beefer had back in the LJN line, but it's a little bit too chiseled. I love the tights. The tights hit me perfectly on this. The missing the elbow pads, which again, you made the statement, is kind of strange. I do like the detail on the edge on the tights though. That's A plus there. This is, to me, this is a little bit better than Dr. Death as a fig, even though if you put both of them in front of me and said pick one, I'd be taking Dr. Death. Yeah. This is probably the better fig. The thing that's really, like I say, hold me back is the hair and probably just the amount of jackness they gave him. That being said, I'd probably be closer to like a C plus on this one.
So I was thinking C plus. I was like, the hair, that beard is just, it's not doing it for me. And just the body type where the general proportions, you know, as far as across, like you didn't just jack the arms and have the correct body. Like, you know, you kind of jacked him all the way across.
Oh, yeah?
So it's more, yeah, yeah. A, he's from Canada, eh? Yeah. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you at the C-plus range. That's when I first saw this, I'm like, well, I mean, there's details in the face. And I was hoping that was just the lighting and not a blonde beard of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, yeah, I'm at a C-plus on this. All right, we will go to, let's hope they do him better than last time, and it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. I feel like we reviewed a few Austin figs. Like, he may have been something big in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Might have had some sway.
Jeez, yeah. Oh,
Kevin, I'm angry.
You should be.
I'm so angry.
You should be pretty pissed off, yeah.
So, okay, this is a new face sculpt. I'm not sure whose face that is. Yeah, but they, a bald guy with goatee. That's what they went with. He looks like he's painfully smiling through his teeth. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Yeah, you know. that's the I'd love to go to your family's for dinner smile. That's what that is.
So I really feel like they're trying to find themselves on this line. Because the body type, like his upper torso is too skinny to go with those arms. Like he's got mm-hmm. jacked arms. He's got the right fist is closed, black wrist tape. He has a black tank top on with just generic font. Don't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Horrible.
You painted the belt buckle on there. He's got, it looks like black jeans on with a black tank top.
Mm-hmm.
So you just really muted this figure again. I'm trying to figure out who this face is. It looks like he's got dimples on this figure. I don't know if that's a shadow or an actual like dimpled cheek because I don't think he had dimples. But yeah, the arms are way too jacked for this skinny of a body.
Yeah.
Like he need to be about the proportion size with Edge with when it comes to the arms there that, to make it closer.
Right. It's so like I look at this and I want to find the positive in it. And I'm not really seeing the positive. There was a wrestler that came to mind and it escaped me already. This Austin has a pig nose, which is very strange. Weird, like forced looking smile. He's got the Mankind pearly whites. Mm-hmm. The head to neck, it reminds me of like a Barbie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like just in that head to neck area, it looks very, very off. The shirt is a huge miss. And it looks like there's a disconnect between his traps and his, like his shoulders and arm area. It's horrible. The black denim jeans, it looks like there is a little bit of texturing there. So I do like that. And it is a different type of, it's like a different mold that we've seen for the jeans. So that's okay. But this is there's not a lot of redeeming qualities to this Fig at all. It's like even like just simple stuff like the molding, right? Those traps to those arms aren't right. That head to that neck isn't right. Those arms to that body aren't right. I don't know that it gets the full on F, Al, but it, for me, it gets as close to the F as you can get before fully going there. And that's the D minus.
So the head, neck, arms, traps, like that region, it looks like a knockoff Goldberg figure.
Yeah, like a little bit, doesn't it?
Like,
yeah.
Like some of the stuff that they did in WCW, that like it kind of reminds me of that. That you messed up the head sculpt. It's not correct for Goldberg, but you messed it, and it just looks like a knockoff, like the that are made like the Marvel Goldberg. Like this would not surprise me if this was it.
Right.
Yeah, I am not pleased. You know, I'm very particular on if you've got a shirt design. You know, and you just mail it in. It's like you're mailing it in with the shirt in general, like on a lot of these figs. But then you mail in the design on the shirt after you've just produced such good quality, like that Bad to the Bonds.
Yeah, the Bad to the Bonds pack.
Yeah, you know, it had some great shirts, and you could have threw the soft goods on him.
Yeah,
it'd been spectacular, but would have helped it so much. Well, it would have probably covered up, you know, a litany of misfortunes, so yeah, to speak. But no, you did this. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not quite to the F, but I could live with D minus on this week. Yeah. Like it's not great.
Not a lot of redeeming qualities at all there. Big miss. Unfortunate too.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right, we're finally to the one that everybody would come to the show for. Talking about the Big Valbowski.
Yes. Hello, ladies.
So happy. Like it was one of the ones in the Beads bargain bin, and it had the towel with it, that Val Venus.
Yes.
And I was like, yes, this has got to come. This has got to come to my house. I don't care. Like I got to figure it out. This is mine. So we got Val Venus. I don't recall us reviewing a Val Venus thus far.
This is the first one I can remember. This might be the first Val period.
It very well could be. So you got Val. He's got the soft goods towel that's included with the set, which if you remember Val Venus, you know, his entrance, you know, revolved around that towel, little hip gyration. And hello, ladies. But looking at the Big Valbowski, this head sculpt, again, it goes back to like a crappy WCW, like Kevin Nash figure this time to me, right, in that face a little bit. Those brow lines are a little bit too pronounced. Like, you know, it's a little too deep.
Mm-hmm.
And like his eyes are far too sunken in for my liking on the face sculpt. He's got the goatee. He's got the long hair. Body type, it looks like an updated version of like the Sid body
that
we saw previously, which is an okay body type for a Val Venus figure. Mm-hmm. The arms, again, they've graduated to new arms, so he's got jacked arms, and the elbow pads are back on this guy.
Right.
Both hands are open, white wrist tape. He's got the kind of the purple and pink trunks, the signature Valbowski, although these are a little bit G-string on this figure than for your standard trunks. Jacked legs, black knee pads, black boots. Fun to talk about Valbowski. Not the greatest debut of a fig we've ever seen.
Fair to say? Yeah, that's fair. So I'm with you. I like the... I love that it came with a towel like that. I don't know, for whatever reason, it is a nice touch. The face scan for me isn't absolutely horrible. You know what I mean? Like if we were looking at just the face scan, it's probably maybe a C+. C+ in that range. Like I could see enough of Val there. The body type actually for me works. The thing that's driving me just bonkers about this Fig Al is that the trunks, right? You can see the trunks that are in the photo on the card. Mm-hmm. And you can see the trunks that he's wearing. Doesn't it just look like they put a dong on him? Like, yep. they just drew a dong there. Like, and you can see the way that the pattern on the trunks is right next to him. That's not just, you didn't just draw a dong, right? And here there's just a dong there. That throws me off, man. And I have this Fig. I have this Fig in one of the totes. In hand, it does look better.
Okay.
But here it doesn't. On card, it doesn't look great. So far, I actually think this might be my favorite one that we've looked at. Part of that might be the accessory that it comes with. That helps. Probably a B, man. Like I don't completely dislike this face. Like, I think I'm higher on this face than you are. It's not great, but to me it's not absolutely putrid. The first thing that I thought of when I saw the face, if we're being honest, is like a young in shape Terry Funk type of a look.
That's not bad.
But the more I look at it, like, the less I dislike it. So I'll probably go B minus.
I'm just looking at the ones. I too like it better than anything we've graded, and our highest grade was a C plus. So I'm perfectly fine at a B minus here.
There it is. Yeah.
There is some level of effort at least with this figure. Like, you didn't just put him in purple or pink trunks, although you could have done that better. You could have done, you know, the body shape, but I guess, you know, the design, you went with the Sid body, and that's, you get like the G-string looking trunks. Yeah, B minus is not a bad day. All right, we will go to young Mr. Waltman next. So we got X-Pac in this line. X-Pac is in his DX gear, the red and black gear. His head sculpt comes with the bandana, the sunglasses. I don't believe those are removable. I think that's just
they're part of the mold.
Got the tongue sticking out, which is fun for an X-Pac display there to have, you know, this variety of sculpt. He's got the Brett body. I don't know if you know this, but he's got the Brett body, Kevin.
Yeah.
Them 3 and 9 nips.
Yeah, he's got 3 and 9 nips. I know. I see it.
This looks like a little bit like a classic BCA, almost, that you took one of the others and repainted the body sculpt all together, like you put together pieces. This looks like you repainted an Owen body and threw X-Pac head on it a little bit.
A little bit.
You may have put some new arms, which those arms are a little big for Mr. Waltman.
Yes, they are.
Just a scooch. But he's got the black and red gear on, like the singlet, the X-Pac there on the chest. That kind of seems not accurate to the time. I think they took partial of it. All right, this is close enough. Go with it.
Oh, well, look at the photo sitting next to him, man.
I just, that A is not clear to me. That's the only reason I'm like,
okay.
But I mean, yeah, you nailed the thought. The problem I have with it is you can see the clear lines that these were shorts at one point on the singlet shorts.
Yeah.
You've got that clear line in the Fig. It's got the X's on the leg there, the X-Pac insignia. Got the X-Pac insignia on his boots. So this has the most detail, and I will dare to say the best head sculpt of this line.
100% the best head sculpt of the line. Not even close. Like the look of the glasses, the bandana, and the face with the tongue sticking out. Like it's X-Pac. It's who it is. I love the detail in this Fig. I mean, he's got wrist tape. He's got the elbow pads. He's got all the X-Pac stuff all over the place. It looks fantastic, Al. This to me is a fantastic Fig. Like the body type, arms are a little too jack for X-Pac. We get that. I'm strangely okay with the body on this for X-Pac. And then the legs, like you pointed out, you're right. You're right. The legs, they're not made for X-Pac. I get it. But I can overlook that because the amount of detail they went into on the scheme, the paint, the like everything, like just about it is screaming. This is fantastic. I love this Fig Al. I don't like. If we're gonna be super picky, right? We go okay. Put different legs on them, right? If we're gonna get super picky, put different legs on them. Put different arms on them, right? The body, maybe you change that up a little bit. But just looking as it sits, this is the best one that we've looked at so far. And to me, at minimum, it's A-.
That's kind of where I was sitting with just the handful of flaws. Had you nailed, like, you put the proper legs and the proper size arms, just a size down on the arms,
yeah,
and it's probably an A+.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the head sculpt is an A+ to me. Especially for Jax at this time, you nailed this one.
Yes.
And for a BCA fig, you know, I could go as high as A on this one, to be honest.
I love it, man. I love it. Yes, A.
It's really the amount of detail and then the lack of effort on some of the others, that the level of effort. Yeah. Got to give credit where credit's due here. We'll give this one an A.
Yes. I'm with you.
That head sculpt is—that's one of the best head sculpts we've seen thus far with Jax.
Yeah, it's there with like the Bangers, right? The Bangers had great head sculpts. It's right in that realm, and they kind of knocked it out of the park.
Well, we will finish up with the Dead Man, another Undertaker figure, Kevin. Yet another Undertaker figure. Now this is a new head sculpt. Don't believe we've seen this one before, and I wish we hadn't have seen it here. he's got the long black hair, the black goatee, black eyebrows. I just don't know whose face this is. I really don't know whose face this is. You've incorporated the body style. Like, I will say for the body and everything, from the neck down, this is a far better Undertaker than we've viewed in a long time. And we're going to point out some of these details, like the tattoos. I kind of love, because at this time, like those, he would wear like elbow wraps and stuff, you know, in some of these matches there with the Ministry. The black fingerless gloves, dig that. Like, yeah. I love that they have the tattoos going all the way down. I like the kind of the stitching there on the front and the sides, like the Taker logo on the sides, but the stitching there, like this is some extra detail work. And the fact that it looks like they kind of muted the black a little, which could be the lighting, but it could be just like the shade that they chose to paint this, mm-hmm, really kind of stands out a little, yeah, more than it's not just your flat standard black. But yeah, got the gear on, the Taker logo on the side of the pants, the boots, your black boots. I mean, it's a Taker fig. I just wish you would have gotten closer with the face.
So the face is, boy, do you remember the movie with Jack Black and the kid from, boy, Superbad? Was that Michael Cera? Is that his name? Was that movie called Year One? Is that?
Yeah.
I can't remember. So the
Amita Gacy's friend?
Yes.
I can't think, yes, of his name.
The top hunter guy. Yeah, that's who the face is. Almost, okay, dead ringer if you put long hair on him. And I actually, for the most part, I don't think I'm as low on the face as you are. The tats are there. I love that they incorporated the tats. The gloves, awesome. I actually love the, there is a little bit of separation in the, like the logos on the gear and the gear itself. Like it's all black, but it kind of stands out. It pops a little bit than it just being all black. And they did a great job there. I think this is probably the best Taker fig that we have seen to this point. At least I have the least amount of problems with. Because I think up until this fig, the best fig would have probably been that Series 1, right? I can't think of one that would... I can't think of a better one, I guess, or one that would come close to it than that Series 1. And that Series 1 had that weird mold with the hair kind of sunken into it. I like this fig a lot, Al. I don't think I like it quite as much as Pac, but I think that the basement for this fig is probably a B- in my, I mean, they even got texturing on the gloves like that. That looks awesome. They did a really good job on this fig. The face just isn't completely there. Yeah. B+, I think is where I'm sitting.
Yeah. I'm looking at a loose version on the eBay and I'm focused in on that face. It is not as bad as it initially would have been. Looking at this angle, like more of a direct on angle.
Mm-hmm.
But then seeing the details on the tattoos and the body and stuff like that's a lot more fun.
Right.
For me, like from the neck down, this is an A figure easily.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out who this really is in the face that I'm seeing. I'm going through all my wrestlers over here on the rings at the side of me, like, not quite, but I could go B+.
Yeah. I think that's a fair grade, and I mean overall, it's really not a bad fig. Not a bad fig at all. Just looking through the line, and we have some bad ones to kind of compare it to. We've seen a lot of Undertaker, and we've seen some not so good in this line. But there's two standout figs in this line. It's easily the Pac and the Taker, and it's not even close when you're kind of looking at the other ones that are surrounding it. The edge is not near what the Pac is. The Dr. Death. I mean, the Austin was. Absolutely. I mean, that's just trash. They're trying new things with that Austin and the new things aren't working. And the Val's not horrible, but I think that obviously the two that you would look at being the best of this line are definitely Pac and Taker. The one that I want the most is Dr. Death. So would you do that too, Al? Like if they said here's the line of these figs, you get to pick one, that's all you get. Who would you take?
That one's tough. Probably the Pac. Just
yeah. It's a good Pac.
Hard to pass up. Not the Austin. I can rule that one out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the Edge. Not crazy about that. I can easily rule those out. I have personally passed up on that Dr. Death many times. At one of the local antique spots.
Yeah,
it would. For me, it'd be between Pac and the Big Val Boesky, just because the Val Venus, like the rarity of the figures. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a whole shelf of Undertaker figures right there.
Right.
Like, it looks very black right there. Like it was his gear. He wore all black the whole time. So
yeah, I suppose like looking over at my Taker section. Yeah, you just look over. There's kind of a world of darkness. And then there's... a big speck of red there for Brother Love. But anyways, Al, what are we looking at as on a line here?
So the average grade for this line was a 79.5.
Okay.
Still respectable. Not the best, but it ain't the worst.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. And that's the mission, man. Love looking at these figs with you. It's nice to see something new, too. It's nice to see some new stuff in there. I love the mission, and I love... our friends at J&J, old J and young J. Follow them again at J&J Figures across your social media. Hop in their Whatnot streams. You're going to have a good time. Go to jjfigures.com, man. They got it. You want it? They got it. What's that song? It's that Polar Express? Hot chocolate. We want it. Got it, right? That's what they got. They got it. They got what you need. Trust me. Sometimes you just go on their page, start thumbing through. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, boy, yeah, look at that. Forgot about that. I need that. You know who's got it? Jay's got it. They want to get it to you. Buy with confidence, everybody. J&J Figures. Trust me. Al, mission, man, over. Brings us to trophies.
Shouts and goodbyes and all that stuff. And
well, I mean, we got to get your trophies first, my man. We got to get your trophies. What trophies do you got?
So the big box from Dougie Nunya came in. I'll highlight the high points of that. The Briscoes. It was in that box. The set of the Briscoes. So I've got an additional set of those. Crack those open. They're fun. They're such fun figures. I like the little details and stuff on the tattoos. They will get their place on the tag team shelf. There's going to be some edits made to this tag team shelf of mine. But yeah, they will definitely hold court there on the tag team shelf. Got that. It had the Malachi Black. I forgot which series it was. That's one that... I was like, hey, this is kind of an extra fig. I'm looking at it right now. Hit up Manny up. Hey, man, you need this one still? He said, yes. And so I'm going to hook Manny up with that one. Got that Bray Wyatt from Series 112.
Nice.
That was in there. There was a Rock basic, like the championship series. Which OG took that one because it had a belt. And he was very excited. He wanted the Briscoes with their belts. And I sacrificed the Rock. Now, here, take this one.
Yeah. You made the right call.
He had a few basics in there, some cards, a pen, just a lot of fun stuff. When Dougie throws a box together, it's a good time. This week I got from Palmart. I was impatient and I was hoping to grab the Cody from the line, but it still evades me to this day on the TMNT Cody.
Yep.
But I grabbed the Ray and Seth to complete the turtle gimmicks. All I lack is Cody now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them.
They're fun. I mean, the Seth is highly underrated. I love the Ray. Like, I'm looking at it right now. But the Ray's grown on me more. I'm still disappointed that was Raph.
Right.
Like, you didn't give it to someone else, but... Yeah. You know, it is what it is. They were going to include Ray in the line because Ray figures sell.
Right.
So I'm just lacking the Cody Casey Jones, and we'll be all caught up on that one. But I got those from Palmart. Ringside came through with a delivery. I got my the most recent Defining Moments set.
Okay. Yeah.
So I ordered LA Knight and the CM Punk off of it. I didn't have an LA Knight figure, and I do appreciate some of his shtick, so to speak.
Yep.
So, grab that one. I cracked him open. I haven't decided on CM Punk yet, but the LA Knight was getting, like, he's going to have a spot in this ring here once I get the layout done.
Let me ask you this. I pre-ordered the first set of Defining Moments because, you know, that's my favorite line. And I'm kind of playing chicken with prices on Defining Moments now, knowing what I can get some of the Defining Moments off of Ringside now for. How long do I play this game of price chicken with Ringside and those Defining Moments?
I would probably get the CM Punk.
Okay.
Like, I would probably order it if it's available as a spare, and then the LA Knight. I forgot who all's in this line.
Kane and Kane. RVD.
Yeah, I think you could probably wait on those.
Okay.
Those three. But I would get the CM Punk because I think it's going to be the Cody of this line.
Gotcha.
It's probably going to disappear and there's no more to put out.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Got those. Grabbed a Sting Supreme this past week. Had those show up at the Walmart for the first time. So I grabbed another one of those. And then for my good friend Jeremiah Smith Rouse. I was able to score him the King Booker from the Legends line today.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And then I got my hat, my Houston Texans hat that I found on sale on the NFL shop through Fanatics there. That was the hat that was in the crushed box, but it turned out okay. And then off of eBay, of course, I got a Bills.
Bills.
That's a little closest with a Bills.
A Bills. So I didn't have quite the amount of stuff coming in here, Al. At Target, Legends for like $6.50. So I got a spare set of the latest to the Legends line. just a stash, right? Just a stash. I got them all busted open, displayed. But at $6.50, Al, you get a whole line for like $24. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna box them up. That's just what I'm gonna do if you put those kind of prices in front of me. I picked up the Kane SummerSlam, and I did it because I wanted the head.
Yeah.
So I got the head, and I know I got a spare ref body, and I got a spare ref lower half. I just need some ref arms, I think, for that, and then I'm set there. Pick that up. I got new cables and board, man, trying to make myself sound good for the listeners. I'm going to count that as a trophy. Always going to count that as a trophy. Got myself a new Ruka hat. That counts. You got a new hat. I got a new hat. You know me and my Ruka, Al. Big Ruka guy over here. And then I got myself a new controller for my Xbox because I was still using that original controller that came with it, and it's seen a lot of hours, so I figured it's time to do that. And I got myself a new headset for my Xbox, so I'm out there shooting with Double T and Tony and Vince and Justin, my guys. That way they hear me, and it's not like I'm on what's the place I'm thinking of here, Al? Transformers.
If you wouldn't have said it, oh man,
yeah, that's gonna bug you and I both. Come on, Al, where are the Transformers from?
I know that's what I've got a computer right here.
Where are the Transformers from, Al? For some reason, all I can think is Omnicron, but I know that's not right. Where are the Transformers from? You know, there's people listening right now screaming.
Yeah, Cybertron.
Cybertron. There it is, Cybertron. So I picked up the new headset and the new controller to make myself sound a little bit better when I'm out there, you know, shooting with the guys. Well, on the Xbox at least. And that's it, man. Nothing too crazy this time around. Nothing too crazy. Like I say, gotta get a deal when there's a deal. Got to get the cane because I wanted the head. I want to put together that ref for some reason. I'm not like a huge ref guy, but I think I got the Teddy Long over there. And once you get the Teddy, then you're like, you know, I'd probably put the other refs together and be around. But that was it, man. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I completed the ref on that one. And I debated on trying to find some different arms like to put on that body. That like not an overly jacked guy. Mm-hmm. If you had just bare arms to put on that body.
Yeah.
You could make like a special guest referee that's wearing the tank top then.
That was my thought too. Like that was my other thought, but I was like, boy, what spare heads do I got? Like I got a Zodiac. Right? You don't want a Zodiac.
So I got to thinking about it too. If you cracked an Ultimate Edition that you had the spare arms for. Like, I don't know, this Cody comes with spare arms.
Yeah.
I was like, might be something there.
It could be.
I may do an experiment after we finish recording.
There you go. Yeah. Piece them together, my man. Piece them together. But that's trophies, man. That brings us to the shots and the shouts. What do you want to do here, Al?
I was going to say, you can find us all, just to plug the shows. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. You can find our channel page at GBWPods. That's Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. Find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast at Year of Pod, all on Twitter. If you say X, Kevin gets angry with you. Yeah, it's valid.
But X?
Nah. There's another one. Little LA Knight here. Yeah, X. Nah. Put up my figure. But you can find us on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at GBWPods. You can, the only place to find officially licensed Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast merch is at prowrestlingtees.com/gorillabrain. Check it out. If you can't find it from the link for some reason, you can always search Gorilla Brain in the search function on Pro Wrestling Tees. It'll take you right to us.
Yeah.
Going to get some stickers made soon. So we're going to have our first Year of Duke and Rogue stickers in the next order. So
okay. Sound of that
design is going to be fun. That's a sticker that people get behind.
I like it.
gets the people going.
Right. But, makes it move.
Yeah. Again, shout outs to Ted, to Manny, just really good friends of the show. The Jays, John Klintzman, my boy Dougie, just tremendous people in this collecting community. My guy that I found it for, Jeremiah Smith Rouse, I could not wait to find this fig. Like, if I found it, I immediately messaged him because he is one that has found figs for me that I was desperate for. Could not find. He found both of the Mankind Ultimate Editions, I believe it was.
Good, I mean, man.
Just tremendous, you know, especially if he's not collecting it, he tries to get it out there. He knows what you're looking for. He'll occasionally pop up and just, hey, man, are you looking for anything specific? I'm about to do a big hunt. And just, so that's what's nice about the community. Just people helping other people. Like, that's what makes it great. There are some trolls, there's some snakes, there's a douche buffet out there, I'm sure, but you know, they're all out there. But we as collectors, you know, when we take care of each other, it's a beautiful place. And I know that's one of the things Manny echoes a lot, is that, you know, help those that are collecting alongside you to get what they need to avoid the scalpers. So
yeah, absolutely, man. And right with you, Manny. Hope you're doing well. Love you, brother. MF for Ted. You're all right too. My buddy's over at the Wizards podcast. Oh, Al's got, he's turning lights on and off. He must have a 9-volt.
This was the remote. Yeah.
He got a 9-volt. My man. It's every live every Monday night, Shining Wizards podcast. Checks out 6 o'clock Central Time. It's my boy Tony, Double T, and KJG, myself, and the Brundlefly, man. He's on there too now, doing great work. I'll say, you're really throwing me off with those lights, Allie.
Wait for it.
All right. Oh, double blues. Going double blues. I got to get some lights, man. I mean, I need a 9-volt.
You podcast with that, to the moron. You get this.
Al's playing with lights over here. I'm going to ramp it up, man. I want to thank everyone for taking time to hang out with us. Let's do this, review some figs, kick some sad, sorry sacks off the lawn, find out who the worst people in sports are, all that kind of stuff. It's been a fun episode. With that, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.